on 1620 The Zone, The Zone app, and 1620thezone.com. Here is Gary Sharp.
What is up? What is up? I am not quite Gary Sharp. Same pigment, a little taller. Maybe a little heavier. But I have Matt Verzal here filling in on these fantastic 1620 The Zone airwaves. Hitting you up from the Next Gen Male Medical Clinic Zone Studios. Thank you so much for joining us on a Thursday. The man with the plan mixing it up back there on the ones and twos. The one and only George Norwood experience. Georgie boy, how are we living today?
We're living good. Hold on. I have a shout out to give out to Husker Fever on Twitter. He said he really appreciates our open, which is a wrestling theme. So shout out to him.
It is good. Yeah. I agree with you.
Undisputed Era. UE.
You guys did a nice job. You've done well. George, you've done well.
I'm trying.
Brought in, I'll tell your story, brought in as the promotions leader, manager.
Coordinator.
Manager.
We'll go there.
Going manager.
Okay.
And then thrust into the role of producer and been through a couple hosts, a couple smart-assy part-time hosts. Still just killing the game back there.
Thanks, Verz. I'm trying. Hey,
buddy. Shout out to you. Well, I mean, it's something. I always, you know, you want to give credit where credit's due. I mean, like, this is something you went to school for and knew, or you just kind of got in there and do your thing.
Yep, just sit down and do your job.
A lot of things going on in there.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of things. Man, I got another. If the water's not frozen clear to the bottom of the lake or the pond, you will not get me out on the ice. Not happening. That's from John. Yeah, that's back to Dave. Could you imagine? Damon, last year, we talked about ice fishing, all that stuff. And can you imagine if you're just out there in your little hut? And I don't know if he knew the people that he was going out to see, but just Damon walking out on the ice, just knocking on somebody's tent out there. It's like, hey, can I just watch you fish on the ice? Excuse me, sir.
Are you lost?
That dude, I was like, what?
Are you lost?
Then he went and got geared up. We got to start to, I'll tell you too, we got to start here at NRG Media. I know there's a threat. Like, we have two cameras in here. I just, somebody going around and filming Damon and different things would be great content for the website. Like, I think you could really generate some stuff. Because him sitting there freezing his ass off on a lake, trying, just watching somebody fish, has to be just pure comedy.
Yeah, that's good. That's got to be good.
Yeah. But anyway, great show, as we said, lined up for today. Jacob Padilla will come on at 11:30, and we will talk.
He's at 11.
11? Mm-hmm. I meant 11. Can't read my own handwriting. No, I'm just kidding. I wrote it down wrong. So at 11 o'clock, George, we will talk to Jacob Padilla. All things Nebraska basketball. You know what? I'm big for this basketball season on landmarks. So what's the next landmark we have to hit with this? Is there something that he can see in the game where it's making progress, where it doesn't seem so individualistic? It's more of things that are going down the line. You know, this is where we're making progress too. So we'll get a chance to talk to him. Then Mitch Light with Athlon Sports, correct?
Yep.
Get another little college football. Might as well. Saw those odds on Joe Burrow. Holy Christ. Like, you have to bet a boatload of money to make $40. Super cool. And, you know, knowing the family, well, knowing the brothers, super excited for them. But more excited for him because I haven't been the biggest fan of, you know, if you got beat out, you leave. This is an instance that worked out. And if I was going to want to be like the king of somewhere, I would be the king of Louisiana. I think that would be, I would not move. Like, I would not want to leave there. He's going to be in Baton Rouge and be able to do whatever he wants. He will never pay for anything else ever again in his life in that city.
I feel you.
Which would be awesome.
I'm a legacy guy.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, with, of course, I'm going to divert this to basketball, but like with Damian Lillard over in Portland, I would never leave. Like, they'd build a statue of me. I won't have a ring, but I wouldn't pay for anything in the city. Like, literally, I would own that city. So I'm all about that. I'm with you.
Yeah, don't be too. Man, be cool to be that good at anything. I'm kind of average at a lot of stuff. Jack of all trades, master of none. Keep that swag quotient high. But yeah, so those odds are gone and shot. Big topic. Oh, then we'll talk to Brian Munson at 1:30. Nebraska hitting it hard on the recruiting trail. Got another linebacker in. We'll get Munson's take on that. Big news for Munson, his son, after the tens of thousands of miles they traveled in a 18-week period over the summer, he's going to end up playing at University of Nebraska Kearney.
Oh, really?
So that's a cool deal.
Oh, that's good stuff.
Yeah, for sure. So he announced that. Really cool. I do have to ask him about a play, though. They had a crouchish play in what looked like one of their playoff games where I think his son's – somebody tried to dislodge his son's head from his shoulders and neck, a la Eric Crouch.
Ooh.
At Kansas State back in the day. So, yeah.
Ooh.
Good to catch up with Munster at 1:30. So, that's our Thursday lineup. As always, though, phone lines are open, 402-951-1620, 877-951-1620, on the Digman's Collision Center hotline. The JJ Tech Instructions on Twitter feed, at Verz51. You know that one. Hit me up there. Let's get at it. Anything you got, anything you want to know, I try to be as honest as possible, and we'll let those rip. And then also, our good friend Doug Nodgaard, who stopped in the other night. I got to see Doug after bowling league. Got to shoot the breeze with him. Always interesting when Doug stops by. But with the Equitable Bank Zone inbox, they take banking personally, equitableonline.com. Do you have a funny email coming in there, George? Is that why you're laughing back there?
It has absolutely nothing to do with anything that we're talking about.
Oh, good.
Yeah, absolutely nothing. It's a local music Thursday. So I'm actually going through some old emails right now, and I had to chuckle at one.
You want to read it?
Not at all.
Oh.
Not at all.
Yeah. They're, okay. I think I'm filling in what we need Monday and Wednesday next week, 16th and 18th.
I believe so, yeah.
You confirm those because we had a little mix up this week.
Yeah.
That's why I'm in the chair today.
Yeah.
Shouldn't have been in the chair yesterday.
I apologize.
Which would have been helpful to me.
I had a bunch of stuff going on. So helpful, right?
Don't you fret, Georgia. I got it all in. I got everything handled.
I appreciate you. I appreciate you.
Props to our new listener, C, out there who emailed in. Thanks for listening. The whole Hunt, LeGrone situation, I got to do some more research on it. I got to do some more digging. I will talk about it. But I want to make sure that I talk to a couple of people I know that are near the program, not in the program, down there, see what's going on, because I don't want to provide a bunch of the false stuff and speculation and all those kind of things. It's from what you see of it, you know, reprehensible actions. The university has a policy, which is 2.5 years, follow the letter of the law. That's all that has to happen. So that's what needs to go. Husker 23 asked me here on Twitter, glad to hear your voice. Oh, no, that part. Thoughts on the Mavs losing by more points than they scored last night, 90-49, final score, yikes. Listen, I can't even fathom the extent of that road trip and the grind it has to take on you mentally. You're never in, you know, the same spot. You're moving around. You've got so much into it. I'm not making excuses. You know, Arizona is going to out-talent Omaha. It's just the way it is. Is the 90-49 a gaudy thing? Yeah. Or 99? Yeah, 90-49. It's the way it goes. You're out making money. There are business trips. You are literally like, these guys are the foundation for what's going to be UNO basketball in the future. DH, as Gary calls him, fears no man, has his guys out there and playing. And they'll play whenever and wherever, which I love. Takes me back to the Pat Hill days at Fresno State. I used to go to sports bars back in the day, and I watched them. I thought it was great. They're literally like, you want to play? Okay, let's get the date. Write your name on the line. We'll write our name on the line. Let's go figure it out. Love it. But you're going to get worn down. You're going to get beat up. Thankfully, it's basketball beat up, not football beat up. There are still bumps, bruises, and all that kind of stuff. Probably need to just be home. You've been home 60 hours in the month of December. We are 12 days into December. By the way, happy 91st birthday to my grandma, Della. amazing woman. Those that know her, know she's pretty amazing, and she is literally harder than Chinese algebra. So yeah, she's a deal. But it's her birthday, so if you're up in the great northeast part of this wonderful state, make sure you tell her happy birthday. lots going on though. You know, we got pro football, we got college football. It's all going down. Tons of stuff. This is one of the beginning of football season is great to me because it's been such a long wait, like a long layoff, like I've missed it so much. Now I'm into the final breakdown of it. I'll be on the middle of it to me. Sometimes I'm like, Jesus, I don't need to see this game. Like, I really don't want this to be a part of it. I'm good with this. Like, Thursday game between the Jets and the Dolphins. Like, I don't need this. I'm good. Jeez. I know the Jets and Dolphins didn't play on Thursday, but you guys all know where I'm at. That is why, for those that are asking, like, my non-traditional retirement account has taken a hit. My guy that was super hot in basketball is not hot anymore. So I'm back to square almost. All my buildup is almost back to square zero on that. Yeah. Go through rough stretches, Georgie. Life of gambler.
Hey, that's a life I can't live.
No.
No.
It ain't for everybody.
Nope.
But it is what it is. So we got tons to talk about. Love to hear from you, Matt. Matt Relson, be safe out there. He's heading up to Madison to cover volleyball. I'm fancy looking Journal Star guys. They left the day early.
Oh, yeah.
PG, and then we're on the road before they went.
Hey, that's doing it right, though.
Yeah.
Leave a day early, get to enjoy it for a little bit. Yeah.
So are we betting the second half of our bet is this week, right? Packers play the Bears this week?
They do.
Yeah.
What was the first half of the bet?
Well, we bet the first game, which you cheated and won.
Oh, yeah. Yep, clearly cheated and won.
Yes. So what's our next?
I have no idea.
You're going to have to come up with something. You won the first one.
I don't know. Double or nothing.
What was our double?
I thought our bet was end of the season record, whoever's on top.
Oh, I thought we bet game to game then too?
Nope.
Okay.
I thought we just said, I said.
Pack. Oh, you're right. Yep. That was a customer. Yep.
Yep. For Benji.
I really need somebody to just follow me around, keep track of my bets I make.
You know what? That same person that's following Damon around can follow you around.
No. No one wants to see that. No, nobody wants to see that. But I've got, so these guys on Twitter, right? Season starts and they're all chirping at me. Oh, it's 11-1. It's in the bag. I'll bet you blah, 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 blah. Then like a week before, it seems like I'm going to double up and I'm going to put this bottle of booze that I've never heard of on there and we'll bet that too. I was like, yeah, bud, throw it down. I was like, go ahead.
What else you got?
Anyway. Yeah. You got a spare car you want to throw on there? I'm like, what are we talking about here? But yes.
So yeah, you still have a chance.
Well, no.
Yeah, you do.
My only chance is that Green Bay
loses out,
which ain't happening.
And then the Bears win out.
Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, that's your chance.
I've kind of conceded that.
Yeah. And I think we did double if whoever wins the
better record wins the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Which I'm out of that, too.
Oh, yeah, you're out of that. You're out of.
So basically,
that one you're out
so
of.
So basically, I went through a $100 bet, and now my best out is just to try to get to nothing. Can I get to zero? Can I get?
That's literally it.
Can I get to a push? Good, I get to a push. But we will continue on the show. We got a lot to talk about. Phone lines are open. Email is open. Twitter is open. Hit us up. Come along for the ride on this Thursday. The Gary Sharp Show, 1620 The Zone.